is as follows. Remember, the sugya of Kavsai and Zakakla, the Gemara had determined that if the Hanukkah candles blow out, one is not obligated to relight them. So the Gemara said, Raminu, mitzvasa mishatishka hachama chichalo regel minashuk. But isn't there a mitzvah of keeping the Hanukkah candles lit from shkias hachama, however one defines shkias hachama, until there are no people left in the marketplace? So my lav di'ikavsa padar matlikla, doesn't that indicate that if it would go out in that time of the day, if the Hanukkah candles would be extinguished, that one would be obliged to relight them? So the Gemara responds, lo, di'i lo adlik matlik, inami l'shi'ura. So the Gemara responds, no, that's not what that Brisa is teaching you. Mishatishka hachama chitchala regal minashuk teaches you one of two things. Number one, di'i lo adlik matlik. So if one hasn't yet lit the Hanukkah candles in that time span, then one is chayav to light the Hanukkah candles. So let's just hold it on, hold it up there for 1 second. So what would that imply? Okay, very good. So what Isaac is saying is that maybe the Gemara implies that there's some other ideal. Excellent diuk. When we get to the Rambam, which we'll focus on to a great extent next week, you'll see that Isaac's diuk, which is a very subtle diuk. So what Isaac was saying is di lo adlik madlik means that if you have not yet lit the Hanukkah candles, then one must light them at that time point. Di lo adlik madlik. In other words, if one hasn't yet lit, so one can light them up until Shkias Hachama, but ideally should have been done before. Now, the only Rishon that I'm aware of that really makes that diuk is the Rambam. I think that even the more obvious diuk would be what that Isaac pointed out, was that, you know, maybe there's a limit on the front end. In other words, you really should have done this already. Di lo adlik, if you have not yet lit madlik. But what's the simplest way to read that? That you can only light up until Asha Tachala Regel Minashuk. From that point on, one is no longer able to light. So that's
what's the beginning point?
It would seem to be Shatishka Hachama. So when we get to the Rambam, you'll see the Rambam basically divided into three time points. But that, I don't want to get too much into the Rambam, but the Rambam will say as follows, Shkias Hachama is the ideal. If one doesn't do it at Shkias Hachama, one has the right to do it for the next half hour or so, and then after a half hour, one no longer has the right to do it at all. So there'd be lechatchila b'diavad, and then no possibility. That would be Isaac's heyara into the Gemara. Okay, what's that?
Rambam.
Okay, yeah, but you were mechavin, so we'd like to give credit where credit is due.
Rambam was mechavin to Isaac.
That's exactly. Okay, so that's very important. Di lo adlik madlik, that you have the right to light up until ashet chala regel minashuk, but not beyond that. So inami, there's another answer in the Gemara, which is lishiura. So lishiura, if you take a look over at Rashi, this is in Rashi, 5 lines from the top. Shiura. Rashi says, sheheba shemen kishiur hazeh. Umihu yim kavsa ein zakakla. So that lechatchila one has to put in the right amount of shemen to last from the time point of shkias hachama achetechala regel minashuk. We're going to define exactly how long that time period is. But that's really what the Gemara is teaching you. When the Braisa said, mitzvasa mishatishka hachama tzutchala regal minashuk, it wasn't telling you what time to light. What it was telling you is that when you light the Hanukkah candles, you have to put in a sufficient amount of fuel, oil or flame, that it can be sustained for however long this is.
Does everybody agree with the Rashi's interpretation? Because I would think that there could be another interpretation.
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
That would just be that that's how long the Hanukkah candles have to burn, but not necessarily in that time frame.
Well, that's more or less what Rashi's saying, right?
Rashi's saying that you have to put in like a half an hour's worth of oil.
Right.
And if it goes out after 5 minutes, then
one isn't obliged to relight.
Some people might say that you need to light, have the candles lit for half an hour.
Well, that's where the Gemara started. Remember, the Gemara thought initially, that's exactly where the Gemara started. The Gemara said, oh, this line proves that you always have to relight them, that you have to keep them lit this whole time. And then the Gemara said, no, what it means is one of two things. Either that this is the time for lighting, or that this is simply the amount of time. Okay, so here we're faced with this Gemara. We're given two possibilities in terms of what this means. Ilo adlik madlik Inami l'shira. So more or less we have in terms of how we would paskin, and this is we're going to develop all these ideas. You have more or less four options. We might paskin that we're presented here with two views in the Gemara. So we might paskin both views and say that al pi halacha we're required to ensure l'shiura, that the Hanukkah candles, when you light them, have a sufficient amount of light to last for however long this time point is. And we're going to look at how long this time point is. And at the same time, we paskin ilo adlik madlik, that one only has a certain window to light the Hanukkah candles. That's option number one. Option number two is all the way on the other end of the spectrum. We might say that we paskin like neither of these views. We don't paskin either of these views in the Gemara. Or option number three is we paskin ilo adlik madlik, but we don't paskin inami l'shiura. And option four would be we paskin inami l'shiura, we don't paskin ilo adlik madlik. So we have two options in the Gemara in terms of psak, both, neither, one or the other. Okay, so we're going to see actually in a lot of ways expressions of all four of these ways of reading the Gemara. Let's proceed a little bit further, just three more lines in the Gemara with Rashi, and then we'll take a step back and analyze the Gemara and ask a number of questions and hopefully begin to lay out the sukkah. So, ad t'chal regel min ashuk. What does that mean? Until there's no one left in the marketplace. Ve'ad kama. So, how does one define that? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Rav Rechana Rav Yochanan, ad t'chal ya rigla disarmudai. Until the sarmudai are no longer present in the marketplace. So, how helpful is that to us? I mean, on the west side, there's a scarcity of sarmudai. Exactly. We don't even know. There's such a scarcity that, what are they? Okay, so let's take a look over at Rashi. Ragla de sarmudai. Shame Uma, it was the name of the people, the sarmudai tribe. For this year Chanukah, I'm writing a poem, The Last of the Sarmudai. It's like Last of the Mohicans. Okay, so Rashi says it was a shame Uma, Melakte Eitzim Dakin, who were gatherers of kindling, Umis Akvin Bashuk, and they, of all people, used to stay behind in the marketplace, Ad Shaholchim B'nei Hashuk Levaseihem, until...
I guess those guys now who put the Christmas trees up.
Okay.
Those Christmas tree guys.
Those are the modern-day Sarmudai. So hang on to that thought, Jacob, because when we get to the Ritva, you might have to rehabilitate that a little bit. So, Ad Shaholchim B'nei Hashuk Levaseihem Mishach Hasheicha. So everybody goes home when it gets dark. Remember, in the age before streetlights, people basically worked in accordance with the sun. So when the sun went down, people would all go home. And everybody would go home and do what? And light their hearths. But what would happen if, you get home, and you realize, you start lighting the oven up, and you realize, oh no, there's no fuel. It's going to be a freezing cold night without any food. We can't cook. We're going to be cold. So, Baruch Hashem, there was the 24-hour pharmacy of its day. So Rashi says, when people would run out of kindling, what would they do? They would go back out into the shuk and buy from the sarmudai, who were the night shift workers. So Rashi doesn't tell us exactly how long the sarmudai were hanging around, but the sarmudai were lingering in the marketplace, a sufficient amount of time at least for people to get home to figure out whether they had enough fuel to sustain their hearths, right, cook dinner, warm their houses, etc. So Rashi doesn't give us a fixed amount of time, but he makes it clear that these people were serving an important social function. Now, let's take a step back before we encounter some of the Rishonim and ask a question. Well, what kind of halacha is this? We're being told, it would seem, that the Hanukkah candles... let's go with Ilo Adlik Madlik. You should light them during the time period when there are still people out in the marketplace. So, Lefi Pshuta, what kind of halacha is this? What's the connection between people being out and about and lighting Hanukkah candles? Yeah, okay, so you've got to assume, to begin with, that this is a sugya of Pirsumidis. You've got to assume. Because right, otherwise, what's the connection between lighting the Hanukkah candles and people being out and about? Okay, so good.
But it could be just the time. It could be that's the way they specify the time.
Okay, good. So Steve, take that a little further. Excellent. But what would the nature of that halacha be? In other words, why would Chazal come along and say, this dinder abanan of lighting Hanukkah candles, you have to light Hanukkah candles for 8 days, you know, whatever it is, we haven't did the miracle of menorah, and you have to light them at this specific time. So if it's not about persume nisa, what would it be? It was Stephen and Josh? Or Josh, and then you come up. Josh, go ahead. Okay, good.
What did he say?
Just
probably that, you know, this is the way
it was done. Okay, good. So the question that Josh is posing is maybe it's all based on the base of Mikdash. And what raya might we bring to that based on what we've seen so far? When we were talking about what other parallel have we seen to Mikdash? Exactly, when we spoke about the Isser Hana, the light of the Chanukah candles, that's going to be something that we have to keep our eye on. Okay, so we have at least two possibilities. But what's really interesting is that, as we'll go through the Makoros, it'll appear more and more in a number of ways that the initial suggestion, Persume Nisa, gets more, credence in the Rishonim, but that's a very important idea that Josh is suggesting to hold on to. Okay. So these are the issues that we have to, think about. Now, let me ask you the following question. Assuming that it's a din in Persume Nisa, we're being told that there's a certain window for lighting Hanukkah candles until people are out and about, what might one say? What's that? Okay, very good. Okay, good. So what about what Dr. Gribbetz is pointing is what about the lower limit then? The Gemara said Mishatishka Hachama. But let's say if the whole idea is Persume Nisa, so why would you wait until Shkia Sahama? Why wouldn't you just say, you know, light them as soon as people are about out and about all day?
Well, because they want to see them.
Excellent. Okay, so this is excellent. Very, very good. So the nature of flame is such that there's always much greater pirsum at night. 100%. That's what all the Rishonim point out based on the Gemara. We're going to get there. Okay, so we're just laying out a bit of the parameters of the circuit. But just to push everybody a little further, again, if the whole halacha is one of Persume Nisa, should we be tied into Sar Muda'i today? That's something to think about.
No.
Why not?
Because that's why I think the halacha is a very flexible one.
Okay.
Because it's based on whatever the minute is. I mean, I would think that if the Talmud Torah are active 24 hours, all night, then it can be done all night because that's the time. It's obviously the time when people are lighting and people are illuminating things.
Excellent. Okay, so now if you put Jacob's point in dialogue with what Josh said before, then we would already have enough to mean that. Because what Josh was suggesting that it should be possibly based on the Mikdash, in which case one might not have any flexibility at all. But if it's really based on... Sorry, go ahead.
No, then the whole concept of Sarmudai is just weird.
Because it's a strange sounding word?
No, it's like
that's
when they chose to
live in the Mikdash. Very good. Very good, right, exactly. So the Gemara definitely sounds like Persume Nisa. I still think you have a very valuable idea. But that would be an important enough Gemina, is that Tarmudai would appear at the very least to be something of a more flexible definition than Mikdash.
The menorah wasn't lit all night?
The menorah was kept lit all night. You had to put enough, very good. The menorah was kept lit all night, right? There had to be enough oil in there so that it could last, to use the language of Chazal, for the longest night in Teves, right? That's where we are right now. So it wasn't supposed to be able to burn out all night. And there's many different shitos in the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, Rashi, how exactly the Bakas Haneros went. It's all based on a very confusing Mishnah in Talmud. But everybody agrees that they were supposed to be kept burning all night. So if you take a look here at the first section, I want to just show you a little bit of a development from the Rif to the Ritzvah in terms of defining Ashtchal Regel Min HaShuk and Ragla de Sar Mudai, which begins to point us in this direction. So the Rif paskins as follows. Ashtchal Regel Min HaShuk, Ad Kama, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Chalya Rigla de Sar Mudai, Perish, Eitim Yiduim Etzlam V'Nikraim Sarmuda. In other words, Rashi said Sarmudai was the name of a people, and the people were called Sarmudai, and they specialized in collecting small wood. The Rif learns differently, and he said the actual wood was called Sarmuda. You come to the same point. It's just sort of an interesting, right? The Rashi and the Rif had a disagreement exactly what Sarmudai meant. So Ubnei Adam Hamavino Sam Nikraim Sarmudai. It didn't describe their tribe. It described their occupation. Right? So I'm sure people here may have heard the Hanukkah candle should be lit for half an hour. This is where it comes from the Rif, that the Sar Mudai would stay in the marketplace a full half hour after everybody else went home to make sure that if people needed to come back and purchase more wood for the evening, that they would be there to sell it. So what the Rif has done is objectified the halacha. In other words, if the halacha is one of Pirsumei Nisa, that we want to light the Hanukkah candles at the time where maximum amount of people could see them, so you might say, you know, it's all dependent on a particular setting, a time, place. But what the Rif is pointing out is the Gemara has objectified it to the point of chatzi shah. You're going to have to ask yourself a question here. How much of this is a fundamental halacha? How much is the Rif simply saying, well, in the time of the Gemara, it was chatzi shah? The Rif is a halachic work. So it would appear that the Rif is giving us the time point of chatzi shah. The Rambam picks up on that, and all the poskim subsequently. Well, right, okay, so even if it's not exactly 30 minutes. But the point is that he's giving us a time point. He's giving us some fixed amount of time. So how much do we want to objectify this shir in the Gemara and say, Adachal Yeragla Min HaShuk means a certain fixed amount of time? Again, and as Jacob points out correctly.
It's kind of strange, I think, to learn the shir from this, because all he's saying is that this is the time until they were out. This is the end time.
Excellent.
So why would the specification of an end time give you a duration time?
Excellent. So take a look at the Ritva. That's exactly what I was hoping to lead to. Very, very good point, Steve. So the Ritva says as follows, Adachal Yerigla de Sarmudai, Perish Mochre Eitzim Hanikraim Sarmudai. Vayu Misachrim Sham Birechov Ha'ir. They would stay out in the marketplace. Uvichol Makom Hadavar Hazeh. Kifi mashahu, right? The Ritva resists giving a particular amount of time because he says that the Gemara was basically saying was that people were out until the last people were out in the marketplace. Then the Ritva comes back and he says, "V'amin haga pashut sheshiuro kol zman shechanuyos hamokrim shemen v'chayotze v'hem suchos." Because those would ostensibly be the last people that were open. Right? Today we have 24-hour pharmacies. For them, the last people that were open, who was selling things up until late at night, people whose business was needed late at night, in other words, mochrei shemen, people who were selling oils, because that was what, you know, that was the last business that people were need for the day. We obviously have a different society structured differently today. But the idea that the Ritva was making is what Steve was already picking up on. As you see, he's resisting giving a specific amount of time because he understands the whole nature of the Gemara to be saying what? Until there are people out and about. So why objectify this? Don't go in the direction of the Rif. Don't give a fixed amount of time, right? But rather, keep in the direction of the Gemara, in the direction of the Gemara to say how long are people going to be out, and therefore hakol lefi hamakom, hakol lefi hazman. So the Ritva is more flexible. Yes, Steve.
It seems like he's saying he's supposed to light during this time period until the end of this time.
Very good. So what we're going to see beginning next week and the week after is how various poskim and achronim continue to go in this direction. We've already mentioned a number of times the Chumar of the Brisker Rav. We're going to see these things in text inside, is that the Brisker Rav lived across the street, and so it said from a movie theater, and people were out and about until 12 at night, so he kept it burning until 12 at night, because he understood in the direction of the Ritva, right, this Gemara of Achchal Regel Min HaShuk, and we see in the direction of most Rishonim, that until people are out and about. So until people are out and about, obviously this very contextual type of din. Okay, and we're going to see many different expressions of this idea, but excellent, Steve. That's really what I wanted to point out. The difference between the Rif, who objectifies the Gemara, takes the Gemara and says, okay, that's Kamo Chatzi Shah, and the Gemizat becomes the Koveya, whereas there were those who read the Gemara and said that this is giving you a sort of a contextual din, but the nature of the din is all based on Pirsumei Nisa. Okay, so that can be, what we're seeing here is that could be a real Chumrah. A real chumrah that could take you from chatzi shah to 3 hours, right? That is the potential, depending on how one looks at it, to become a real chumrah. So we point.
Maybe
yeah, go ahead, Jacob.
Also responded to. I mean, there's not every, you know, not everyone lives in a metropolis or the Upper West Side. So what if someone lives where there's nobody there?
Ah, very good.
So you know, you're not going to say unless you're going to just say, you know, we're going to use this Tarmadai's universal standard. But if you're saying, well, you know, the second time is where. No, there's not really, you know, you don't really have the opportunity to do assuming so that you still have to, you know, you have to establish some kind of...
Correct. Okay. Excellent point. What Jacob is pointing out very correctly is that there has to be some objective standard, right? It can't be 5 minutes. Or could it be 5 minutes? I mean, we still pass in kaf sayin zakuk lav. It goes out, one doesn't have to relight it, and we've said numerous times, havlaka osa mitzvah, the real mitzvah is lighting the Hanukkah candles to begin with, but it makes sense that there should be some minimum shiur in a hanami, and that is certainly one of the important things that the Rif is doing. Okay, so what we mentioned before is that, taking a step back, the Gemara had said, what is this notion of the zman mitzvah Hanukkah is from Shkia Sachama until until people aren't in the marketplace. We said one of two things. If you haven't yet lit, you can light within this time period. Mashma, that afterwards you might not be able to. And the second thing was, maybe this is teaching you, inam ilashira, this is just teaching you not the time that you have to light, but for the duration for which one should prepare the Hanukkah candles. In other words, even if you're going to light at 10 at night, you have to put in enough shaman to last however long this time period is. Okay, so that's and we said, well, you know, which it's obviously going to depend. Which direction do we paskin? Like, we have two opinions. Like, do we paskin both? Do we paskin neither? Do we paskin one or the other? So let's now take a look at the Rif and the Rambam and a number of other Rishonim. Okay. So the Rif says as follows: Hatatanya mitzvah mishatishka chamat chala regal minoshok. This is source 3. This is not to tell you that if the candles are extinguished, then one is obliged to relight them. So which mamar does the Rif paskin in the Gemara?
First one.
The Rif paskins the first, but he also paskins the second. He paskins both of them. So the Rif paskins like both views. Likewise, the Rambam, who, again, 90% of the time, the Rif is in, the Rambam bases himself on the Rif. 90%, that's a number that I, you know, my Rebbeim always used to say. You know, I haven't learned every Rambam in the Rif and Shas, but that's always a good bet. And that's how the Rambam paskins here. You know, the Rambam many times deviates from the Rif also. And here there's a subtlety as well. There's a wrinkle, which Isaac was really mechabing to. But in terms of the point that we're concerned about, you'll see that the Rambam paskins both deos. We're going to return to this point next week. The Rambam says there's a hard and fast lower limit. In other words, you can't light before Shkiyas HaChama. That's very important, especially for Shabbos. What do you do Shabbos? Shkiyas HaChama already, you can't light. I mean, that's the way we paskin. So by the way, some Rishonim say, no, you really do light during Shkiyas HaChama on Friday night. But we're going to, you know, as we develop the sugya over the next number of weeks, that's going to be a question that we're going to deal with. The real mitzvah is to do it b'Shkiyas HaChama itself, lo ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. You're supposed to do it exactly then. Shachach ohizid, if you fail to do it then for whatever reason, intentionally or by mistake. How much time do you have until there's no longer people in the marketplace? Where did he get that? Right, we got that from the Rif, and the Rambam added which two words here?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir, right? So you see the Rambam is ready slightly. That's a little bit of a wrinkle that the Rambam is putting in. But let's say that time period has passed. Let's say about half an hour, right? Or until Achatachala Regal Minashuk. That time point has passed. What does the Rambam say? Eino Madlik. So the Rambam paskin, certainly the first day in the Gemara. To eat lo Adlik Madlik, if one has not lit the Hanukkah candles by that time, one is no longer permitted to relight them. V'tzarech litein shemen b'ne'er k'dei shetiyeh dolekes v'holeches ad shetachala regel minashuk. One is also required to put in the shiur to keep the Hanukkah candles lit for this amount of time. Again, if they get extinguished, one doesn't have to relight them, but one has to at least l'chatchila put in that amount of light. So again, which view is the Rambam paskening? Both, the Rambam paskins both views. So the Hagos Maimonios comments on the Rambam. That's a Rishon who is commenting on the Rambam. The Hagos Maimonios was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. There were three great Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Hagos Maimonios was one, the Rush was another, and the Mordechai was a third. Right. So, Vine Pasak Kishnei Alashono. So the Hagos Maimonios says, you know, the Rambam, like the Rif, right, where you have four options. You can paskin like both views, you can paskin like neither. You paskin like one or the other. So the Rambam and the Rif took option number one, which is to paskin like both views. So v'chein kasev Rav Yosh shematza b'shem Rabbeinu Tam tibahani tarvayhu. When it comes to these two possibilities, ilo adlik madlik number one, that you only have this amount of time to light, and afterwards you miss the mitzvah, or inami l'shiura, right? That you have to put in a certain amount of oil that it can last the whole time. So we have a Mesorah in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Debahani Tarvayu Azlinan Lakula, Bishiura Vidilo Adlik, Tibishal Sofrim Halacha Achar HaMekel. You can be Mekel on both of these. That's the Mesorah Rabbeinu Tam. So I would call that, in a certain sense, postening like neither. Neither of them are hard and fast. Well, the Rambam said both are Ma'akev. You need to light with the amount of Shemen that can last a certain amount of time, and you need to light within this time frame. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, since it's a Din D'Rabbanan anyway, it's Midivrei Sofrim, right, neither of them can be Ma'akev. He's not saying that you shouldn't try, but he is saying that ultimately neither of them are going to be Ma'akev. This is what I would call, just to keep things systematically structured, this is what I would call a postening like neither. Yeah, Jacob.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah, sure.
So according to the sheet that says you need a half an hour,
right,
to get home, it's 5 minutes before Ashik Kalaregal and Ashok. So you light the candle then, and the candle then is supposed to last for half an hour?
Yes, correct. Exactly. These are two different dinim. One would speak to the time that you should do it, one would speak to the duration.
So you have to have a half an hour.
Right, if you paskin like...
Even though you're starting a minute
correct.
Before...
Correct, even if you paskin like the Rambam and the Riff, that these are two different dinim, and we paskin like both of them, so then again, you're locked into this time period. Chatzisha, oh yes sir, but chatzisha, let's use that formulation of the Riff, and that the duration should also be chatzisha. These are really two different dinim. Okay, so we've seen two views within the Rishonim. You paskin like both, the Riff and the Rambam. You paskin sort of like neither, which is the Hagos Maimoni who's quoting Rabbeinu Tam, right? Since it's Divrei Sofrim, you could be Mekel on both counts. The third view presented here is Aval Ri Omer, Shenahugu Ha'am, Kilashon HaRishon. That one was the Minhag, the first view in the Gemara. In other words, Dilo Adlik Madlik. The one that we have to be careful about is that you can only light within this time period. We're not so careful about how much Shemin you should put in there. So this is the third view that we would see in the Rishonim. Now if you take a look at Tor 6, the sugya gets really blown open. This is Tosfos. We have it on the top, but I also... Yeah, Joshua, please go ahead.
What's the implication of, being Mikael in these two situations?
It would mean that one wouldn't necessarily have to put in oil for the duration of lasting for this time.
Right.
And the second thing is that one wouldn't have to be so concerned about lighting within that time period.
Either end, I guess.
Yeah, right, presumably. Exactly. Certainly when it comes to the upper limit, but maybe even when it comes to the lower limit as well. In the lower limit, it's a little trickier because, you know, if it's a mitzvah for this day, meaning it would have to at least be lit after Shkia. It would have to last until after Shkia, because otherwise you're not even lighting on the right day. Okay, so take a look at the Tosfos. The first view in the Tosfos is the Riporat, very famous view. De'i lo adlik madlik, aval mikan ve'ilach avar hazman. So he starts off with the assumption of the Riff and the Rambam that ilo adlik madlik means that if you haven't yet lit, so you have until Asher Tzachal Regel Min HaShuk. But if that time period has elapsed, avar hazman, it's all over. And as the Riff and the Rambam told you, that's it. You missed your chance. So what do you do? Omer Hari Porat Di Yeshli Zahur Lahadik Balaila Miyad Shaloi Acher Yoser Midai. Because we paskin this way, you have to be very careful. Make sure you light by this time period. Umikol Makom, says the Riporat, Im Icher, if you miss the time, Yadlik Misafik, you should still light, because after all, it is a Safik, Daha Mishani Shinuya Acharina. The Gemara did give another answer, and because we're not entirely sure which one is normative, the Gemara gave two possibilities. It could either be duration, in which case it wouldn't speak to time at all, or it could be locking you into this time. So the Riporat says, look, we probably paskin like the first view, and therefore you have to be really careful to light within this time. But let's say this time passed, you got home late from work, and we're not talking halacha ma'aseh, we're going to see how the sugya continues to develop. But according to Riporat, one missed the time, one should still light misafik. Why? Because it's always possible that we really paskin like the second view in the Gemara. So here we've seen all four shitos in the Rishonim. You saw the Riff and the Rambam paskin both. You saw Rabbeinu Tam who says you can be mekel on both because after all it's midivrei sofrim. You saw the Rikot in the Hagos Maimoni say we vaday paskin like the first view. And here we have the Riporat saying, well, we probably paskin like the first view, but just in case we paskin like the second view, if you miss the time, you should light the Hanukkah candles misafik. But here's what's going to be an important nafkamina, because when you're lighting misafik, what don't you do? You wouldn't make a bracha, because safik brachos lahakel. So you would light but you would light without the bracha. So what we've demonstrated is that really all four possible views are represented in the Rishonim, and we're going to take it from there. Jacob. Okay.
So according to the Rambam, you wouldn't even light without a bracha.
You wouldn't even light.
Why not?
You'd be worth nothing because you have the time for the mitzvah has elapsed. It's like if I said to you, you missed tefillin. Person missed tefillin. So can they put on tefillin tomorrow for today? No, it's over. It's a new mitzvah.
Can wear it twice as long.
What's that?
Can wear it twice as long.
Wouldn't help. It would only be a mitzvah for that day. So it's really a mitzvah that's locked into the day. Okay. So now let's take things one step further. Okay. So what we've said is, up until now, what we've presented is, if you paskin the first view, that ilo adlik madlik, that what the Gemara meant when it said, mitzvah samishatishka hachama, from sunset, achetachal regal minashok, until there's nobody left in the marketplace, that locked you into that time. And so if you didn't light during that time, what we've seen so far is, number one, the view of the Rambam, we take a look at source 7, avar zman zeh eino madlik, that it's a hard and fast rule, there's no point in lighting. Imlo adlik within that time, then madlik. But after that time, then you wouldn't light.
Oh.
Right. That
doesn't even make sense. I don't like that, the way they... See, like, when I read imlo adlik,
but just,
if you didn't light within the time, imlo adlik, within the time, you could still light.
But only within this time. Because we're trying to define, what does it mean when it says, mitzvasa mishatishka achama, the mitzvah is from sunset until nobody's left in the marketplace. So the first possibility of the Gemara is, well, that means to tell you, if you haven't yet lit, you should light during that time.
It's not telling you anything.
Sure,
you know,
because it's locking you
time.
Into that.
No,
you,
know that that's
no you, wouldn't have, you wouldn't have known that that's the time. This is the source for the time. There's no other source. This is the source. So the first view we saw is the Rambam, that this is hard and fast, and the upper limit means you cannot go in light. And we saw just a second ago the Riporat, who was quoted in Tosas as saying is that Misafik, you probably missed it, but Misafik, just in case we passed him like the second view, you should light, but without a bracha.
What was the second view, Imlo Adlik?
That was the first view. The second view was Inami Lashiur. It's actually not telling you which time you should light, it's just telling you the duration. You have to, when you light the candles, you have to put in enough oil that it should last for this amount of time. So it's
and
not,
you learn that from Imlo Adlik Adlik.
Oh, no, that's the first answer. Imlo Adlik Madlik is the first answer.
Right.
The second answer is Inami Lishi'ura, when the Gemara said, Mitzvasa Mishatishka Chamash Chal Regal Minashuk, that told you the duration. That when you light the Hanukkah candles, the amount of oil that you have to put in there is sufficient to last for this amount of time.
So if you only know about that one, how do you know this Manalokha?
Ah, right, you wouldn't. You would presume that, okay, so it just starts, maybe it would say Tzakokhavim. Exactly. There's no 100%. So then that would be a kula. Right. So that's what Tosis is alluding to. Okay. So what we've seen so far is that if you paskin the first view, what we've seen mostly are machmir views. That, in other words, after shetchala regal min hashuk, let's call that half an hour, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that one is no longer able to light at all. However, there's a different view. Is that even if you paskin like that view, d'ilo adlik madlik, that would just be a mitzvah lechatchila. That it wouldn't prevent you from lighting the Hanukkah candles. And we began to see that in the Riporat, because the Riporat said you at least light misafik, you'd light without a bracha. But if you take a look at the Rashba and then the Meiri, they say that even if you paskin like that view, that what the Gemara is really telling you is that there is a certain window that you have for lighting Hanukkah candles, that would still only be a din, what would you guess? Lechatchila. So let's take a look at the Rashba, source 8. Lav la meimra di'ilo adlik misoch shir zeh eino madlik. Machlokis Rashba and the Rambam and the Rif, right? The Rif and the Rambam locked you into that time. The Rashba says, no, it's not a hard and fast rule. That's not on kol shemitzvah so balayla kasher kol halayla. We have this source 8, right? As the Mishnah in Megillah says, that anything which is a mitzvah during the night is really kasher all night. Ela shalo asa mitzvah kitikna. You haven't done a mitzvah in the most ideal form. Deleka pirsume nisa kulehai. Umihu ilo adlik madlik. Right? Nonetheless, if you haven't yet lit, even by the time where there's nobody out in the marketplace, one should continue to light. V'lo hipsid ella ke'ose mitzvah shelo ke'tikne legamre. So if you had to put the Rashba into your own terms, what does the Rashba said? Even if you paskin, ilo adlik madlik, even if you paskin, that what the Gemara meant when it said, mishatishka hachama chala regel minashuk means is that you have a certain window for lighting, that was only teaching you a din, lechatchila, you haven't done a mitzvah ke'tikne, but that you would light afterwards, and you would light afterwards with a bracha. Right, so you really have three shitos that we've seen so far. Let's say you missed the window. You have the sheet of the Rambam who says it's not worth anything. You have the sheet of the Repo Rad who says, at least light me suffix. There wouldn't be a bracha, but maybe we paskin like the second view that it was just telling you about duration and not the window, and therefore you should light but without a bracha. What the Rashba is saying, no, light, and light with the bracha. You just haven't done the mitzvah in its ideal form. Why? Because which dimension are you missing? You're missing the dimension of Pirsume Nisa, but there's still a whole mitzvah of Hadlaka. Right, for the other Rishonim, Lechorav, the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa is so integrated into the mitzvah at large that if you're missing Pirsume Nisa, so you've got nothing left. That was what the Rambam apparently was saying. Right, that's why he said, once you miss that time point, you can't light at all. And the Repo Rat basically agreed with that. He just said, well, it's a suffix. Maybe we paskin like the other view, so we'll have you light without a bracha. But what the The Repo Rat, yeah, because it's a suffix. Anytime that you're lighting the suffix, you can't light with a bracha. Likewise, the base of the Chira, which is the...
How would you explain that machlokas? Like, so one person would say that assuming Nisa is the mitzvah itself, you know what I'm saying?
That the mitzvah is inextricably linked with presuming Nisa, that when the condition...
Like Hadlaka is the Maisa mitzvah, right?
Exactly, but the whole point...
So what's the presuming
Nisa? So the whole point is to do Hadlaka in such a way that you're Mefarsi Mesanis. If there's no Mefarsi Mesanis, then the Hadlaka itself has been undermined. Because what are you lighting? You're just lighting a candle, but you're not lighting a Hanukkah candle. Because a Hanukkah candle is defined as a candle which has the... which has the capacity for Pirsume Nisa.
Right, so there is no Hadlaka without Pirsume Nisa.
Exactly. That would be the view of the that would appear to be the view of the Rambam, whereas what the Rashba is saying is, look, you're lighting Hanukkah candles and the ideal way to do it is with Pirsume Nisa. Excellent.
I'm just curious about what we talked about the
Reparat. Yeah. The Reparat just to make sure everybody knows the view.
I mean, is the Bracha something that is Ma'akev?
No. But it's just a general klal. It's an important halachic principle called safek brachos lahakel. If a person is a safek, should they make a bracha? One doesn't make a bracha. That's a general principle. So since he says it's a safek, you don't know whether you're actually being mekayim the mitzvah or not, because it depends which of you in the Gemara you paskin like, so therefore you wouldn't say the bracha. It's just based on a general principle. So what we've seen
in general, let's say you light candles and you forgot to make a bracha.
Right. No, you wouldn't, no. At that point, you wouldn't go back and make a bracha. In general, you wouldn't go back
and... Distinguish them and make
a bracha. No, you would never do, yeah.
Right. So the bracha is really...
It depends how you learn what the function of Birchos HaMitzvah are, but
right,
that's a whole broader, that's a huge topic of what's the nature of Birchos HaMitzvah. The Rav thought it was a matir based on the Rambam, which is a whole discussion, but... No, you would never go back. And if you put on your tefillin without a bracha, so you put on your tefillin, you have the mitzvah of tefillin, but you didn't say the appropriate bracha. The bracha is never ma'akev the mitzvah. So we take a look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri very much follows in the direction of the Rashba, but he puts it into a slightly different formulation. Again, what the Rashba had said is that Pirsume Nisa, that is the mitzvah l'chatchila, but when you're missing the conditions for Pirsume Nisa, that doesn't undermine the mitzvah entirely. So the Me'iri says something similar, but its formulation is of great interest to me. The Me'iri says, L'achar mikan lo yatsa yidei zman hadlakasa. In other words, if you don't light during the right time, you were yotze the mitzvah, but what were you not yotze? Lo yatsa yidei zman hadlakasa. One did the mitzvah of hadlaka, but one failed to do the mitzvah of hadlaka bizman mipneshan erzarchlis parsim lo bedrachim v'hare kalu. There's nobody out on the street. Okay, one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of hadlaka bismana. Mashalmat ever dome. Exactly. Kriyat Shema, Tfila. In other words, you can be mikhaim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but you can miss out on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema bismana. Same thing with Tfila. You can be mikhaim the mitzvah of Tfila, but there's a second dimension of Tfila bismana. Right, and the Gemara in Brachos talks about all these things. Moshe, hold on to that idea. You gave exactly the right parallel, because we'll see that the Rambam, next week, right, Hashem, the Rambam learns Neiros Chanukah and Kriyat Shema as very similar institutions in that way. So the way that the Rashbah put it is, Lo Atza Mitzvah Kitikna, you didn't do the mitzvah in its ideal form. The Meiri has a subtly different formulation. It doesn't say Lo Atza Mitzvah Kitikna, but what he says is, you were Yotzei the Hadlaka, you weren't Yotzei the Zman Hadlaka, which is a little different. So he says, Ugdole Amechabrim Kasvu Basheinu Magli Klal. Who said you don't light at all if you miss the time?
Rambam.
The Rambam. By the way, the Meiri always refers to the Rambam as Gedolei HaMechabrim. He has great respect for the Rambam. V'yesh omim shemadlik shelo bivracha. Who was that? Right, the Riporat quoted in Tosus. Umikol makom le'inin ma shamarnu shelo yatza achar zman zeh yidei hadlaka bizmana. But the Meiri says, no, of course you can still be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlaka. The only thing what can't be mekayim is the mitzvah of hadlaka bizmana. Okay, because Persume Nisa relates not to the mitzvah of Hablaka, but to the mitzvah of Hablaka Bisman. Okay, if you take a look at the next source, which is a continuation of the Tosfos, this really opens the sukkah dramatically. Ve'ulari, source 10, Nira, de'ata in lachosh masa yadlik. Now we're not fixed by this time period at all. Even if we paskin e lo adlik madlik, that there's a certain window for lighting Chanukah candles, that's all based on Pirsume Nisa. De anu ein lanu hakera el libnei habayis. Since Pirsume Nisa in our door, says the Balei Tosfos, is not for the people out there, but it's for the people inside the house. Sharei madlikin mibifnim. Once the nature of Pirsume Nisa has changed, that means that one is no longer bound by the time point given in the Gemara, namely, how long are people out in the marketplace, but what would one say? Since Persume Nisa is for the people at home.
It's when people are home.
Ah, very good.
It'd be 3 in the morning, maybe, even. If people are home, that's when people are home.
Okay, good. So that is exactly the issue. What is the immediate question that you're going to ask based on this Tosfos? In other words, what are the two possibilities? Is it that what we're basically saying is that since Persume Nisa has shifted indoors, is that it's mitzvasa kol halayla, as Steve is saying, ad alos hashachar, it makes no difference. Or should there at least be, what's that? Exactly, that what Isaac is saying is that maybe you'd have to have at least people be up at home. In other words, just like we said, when the mitzvah of Persume Nisa was fulfilled by people being out and about in the market, right, so they actually had to be there. So how does it help you that people are at home if they're sleeping in bed?
No, but I didn't mean sleeping in bed. I mean, like, let's say you're out and about, and everyone gets home at 3 a.m.
Okay, good.
You know, so you're like, hey, everyone's still up and about. So.
Right, okay, good. So if you take
I wouldn't have thought that other one, I wouldn't have thought the other one's a possibility. If people are sleeping, there's no presume in
these. Ah, very good. So that...
But it seems like the hacker, as long as there's a hacker within the house, or she is selfie.
Ah.
What if you're alone?
So machlokas between Steve and Jacob, it seems to me is a machlokas rishonim. So if you take a look at the Hagos Maimonios, if I'm reading it correctly, it's a bit of a difficult formulation, but the Hagos Maimonios says, Amnam, the Hagos Maimonios had the tradition of the Ri, because the Hagos Maimonios learned by the Balei Tosfos. He says, Amnam, kevan she'enanu mavlikin elo bevatim mibifnim, ve'en kan persumenis ki'im livnei habayis. Persumenis is defined internally. Im kein kolzman she'ein b'nei habayis yishenim tzarech pirsum nanes afilu ad amud hashachar. So what he already brings up is, as long as the people in the house are not, what? Sleeping. Right, so then one could be mekayim pirsum nisa. So maybe based on the Hagos Maimonios, again, if we understand it correctly, the idea would be that pirsum nisa extends as long as you can actually be mekayim, practically speaking, pirsum nisa for b'nei beso. On the other hand, if you take a look at the Ritva says as follows: the ilo adlik madlik perush ad haushir bilachur mikan veilach avers manu v'kasav harav bal hatrumos tahani mile ledidhu. That was only for them in the time of the Gemara shayim adlik inchutz the pesach vein hekel livnei rishes haravim yoser. Source 12, second line. Aval source 12, second line. Okay. Aval anan. So it's the end of the second line. Dimadlikinan bibifnim. Right, us who light inside, ve'en heker elu livnei habayis, persume nisa's indoors, yachol lahadlik kol halayla, ve'ad amud hashachar. It was so interesting to me. Steve used mamish that formulation. Ulefi perishah yish lefarish lahachi ka'amar. This is what the Gemara meant. Lo ilo avdik mavdik b'chutz, when they let outside, so you're fixed into the time period when people are out and about, ad ha'yishasa. Avol basar hachin eno mavdik elo b'ftim. But after that time, you certainly can light inside. Didhu nami vadaim yishum dilo matzi l'me avid hakir l'shus harabim. Just because you're not able to make persume nisa for those outside in the market anymore, because everybody went home. Now, Steve, hang on to this line. Lo niftar milasos hekera lo ulivneve. So you still have the concept of persume nisa for the b'nei habayis, but what word does he add in there? Lo. So I want it to be medayik based on that, like Jacob. Right, that, no, maybe the nature of persume nisa isn't just for b'nei habayis. You live by yourself, or the people are sleeping. The persume nisa has been shifted indoors entirely to the point where the heker is for you. In which case, you really could go ad amud ha-shachar. By the way, this is how we paskin l'halacha, as we'll see in subsequent weeks. So again, once you shift persume nisa from outdoors to indoors, so everything changes dramatically. And then the only question becomes, so if the heker is for b'nei habayis, how much do you need people to be up? And that's going to be something that's discussed by the poskim, but I think you already see it alluded to in the Rishonim. Okay.
Would you say that this is an elaboration of the Rashba? Because the Rashba says that there's really, there's an union of persume nisa at some level, and then there's not persume nisa coolly high. So this might fall into the level of...
Okay, good question. This is still a little different because the Rashba was saying even if you accept the assumption, meaning before you get to Tosfos, the idea that now Persume Nisa shifted, but even if you accept the assumption of the Gemara that one loses out on Persume Nisa entirely after this time period, according to the Rashba, and Amiri picked up on this, you still have the mitzvah of Hadlaka because there's two different levels in the mitzvah. There's Hadlaka L'chatchila, mitzvah Ketikna, and then Hadlaka, which is not L'chatchila, but it's still... Hadlaka. Now, what we've seen so far, and this is going to be the last point that we do today, is the following. What we've seen is that according to the Balei HaTosfos, once Persume Nisa shifted, one really has Ad Amud HaShachar. Let's say the most expansive reading of the Balei HaTosfos, let's say it's just a heker for you, you don't even need people up. So you come back at 2 in the morning, that certainly is Man Hadlaka's Neris Chanukah. Is there still an Inyan? Is there still a preference of lighting it as early as possible? And here's where the Rishonim all agree. The Ran and the Rashba says this beferish. You take a look at source 13.
Well, you could say it is. Because,
good. Why?
Well, because if you light it earlier, then the Persume Nisa will be longer.
Certainly the Persume Nisa will be longer.
Broader.
You're always there.
Broader and longer.
Right. Okay. Broader and so it will be for more people. It will be for longer. 100%.
Like this whole thing,
and then also
we left out the shiura.
Right. So this is again all within the view. Very good, doctor. There's all within the view that the Gemara wasn't, that the view that we paskin like is not the view which says that you need a duration, but the view that locks you into a certain time. So it's really interesting.
So I was going to say something else.
Yeah.
But also, if you light it during that time, so your yotze the bifnim and also the side.
Certainly, right. It's a much greater persume nisa. There are more people. But let me just push a little bit. Let's say you came home with 1,000 people at 3 in the morning. You were out partying, massive Hanukkah party, super dreidel playing. It doesn't sound like such a good party. But you make a good party. So then, the Chora, based on what we're saying now, you wouldn't say that there's any advantage to having done it earlier because you're going to get a huge persume nisa at 2 in the morning. But yet, the Rashba and the Ran say it's still better to light it as early as possible because of a different concept entirely, not based on maximizing persume nisa, but zrizin makdim in the mitzvos. That there's always another concept, which is as soon as one can do a mitzvah, one should. Now, what's really interesting here is that, okay, so that's all else being equal. All else being equal is zrizin makdim in the mitzvos. However, the Mi'iri, this is the last source that we're going to see today, the Mi'iri says the following, Gudoli HaTzarfatim, the Balei HaTosfos, Hitiru afilu ad sheyala amud ha-shachar, v'cheino aginsham b'nei yeshiva, lahadlik achar she'omdim mi'beis ha-medrash, that even though there might be a notion of zrizin makdim in the mitzvah, that might come into conflict or clash with what other mitzvah? Talmud Torah. So I just want to tell you two things. First of all, this is a Maisa Shehayah. when Rav Aaron, when Rav Lichtenstein Shlita was the Rosh Kol at YU before he moved to Israel, so he asked the Rav this Shaila. For the people who were learning in Kol Seder, should they stop Kol Seder, go home, and light Hanukkah candles, right, based on, is it even though we paskin like the Bali Atosis and you really have all night, but even within the sheets of the Bali Atosis, as the Rashba and the Ron point out, there's still an Indian of Zerizin Makdim in the Mitzvos. Should Zerizin Makdim in the Mitzvos be the Kobeya? And on the other hand, there's this Me'iri. Rav Lichtenstein was asking the Rav about this Me'iri. The Me'iri says, no, when it comes into contact, when it clashes with the value of Talmud Torah, so you're not going to say Zerizin Makdim in the Mitzvos is going to trump Talmud Torah, right? Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. Okay, good. So, right, but you didn't want to interrupt that learning. So the Rav told him, best of my knowledge, at least is the way the story is recorded, is that they should continue to learn and then go home and light, according to the sheets of the Bali Tosis. If we paskin like the Rambam and the Rif, right, if we paskin like the Rambam and the Rif, there'd be no discussion. You would be locked into this time point, right? Because the Rambam and the Rif have a very...
Well, they don't give a
Chatzisha. Well, the Rif said Chatzisha, and the Rambam said Chatzisha, yes, sir.
Right,
so,
and the main point was...
Right, but remember, the Rif objectified that. The Rif said Chatzisha. So the Rif locked you into that. Even the Rambam, who added the words Oyeser, right, and they say Yimavar Zman Zayin Omadlik, and it's true, Moshe is pointing out correctly, it's true that the Rambam leaves himself open to the view of the Bali Atosos, namely that as long as Regal... It's true. Okay, so you know what, let me take a step back. I accept Moshe's era and say it's only true according to the Rif. It would only really be true according to the Rif. Either Rambam does leave himself open. So the Rav told him that she could keep on learning. So I just wanted to finish with the following for it. I actually think there might be a different answer to the question. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Gimel with Beis points out, says Haragil b'ner, somebody who's careful about Ner Shabbos, but also Ner Chanukah, Havu le'banim talmidei chachamim, that the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is actually directly related to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because with Neiros Chanukah, and this is something we're going to discuss more and more as we proceed in our learning together, the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah speaks to the Mesorah, right? It was about that the Greeks wanted to come in, Levatel Dasam, and especially from Talmud Torah, right? That's one of the things that we mentioned, the Al-Hanisim, that they wanted to attack that in particular. So the Neiros Chanukah is a statement of resistance and defiance in terms of our commitment to a Torah-centric lifestyle. So I would argue the following. Words, even according to the Bali Atosis, so we said, you have the mitzvah all night. The Ran and the Rashba came along and said, okay, yeah, it's true, but still it's reason matim in the mitzvah. So as soon as the Zman for the mitzvah starts, one should do it. And then the Me'iri said, okay, but when it's in conflict with the value of Talmud Torah, and since you can do it all night, better to keep on learning, and then when you get home, to light the Hanukkah candles, and when still mekayim the mitzvah, lechatchila. So what I wanted to say, it's not even a clash of values. You don't even have to say it's a conflict between Zerizin Makdimin on the one hand, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on the other, because it's not as if one is acting in a way which disregards the Hanukkah candles, the whole time one is learning. Hanukkah candles are really a statement about the importance of Talmud Torah. So what I would say is that by engaging in Talmud Torah in a serious way, in a kavua way, one is in fact being zariz to the mitzvah of Hanukkah, as long as one gets home and done. I'm not saying that by learning Torah one can fulfill one's mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. What I am saying is one isn't mevatel the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah as long as one's learning. It's not a clash between Talmud Torah on the one hand and Zerizin Makdim in the mitzvahs, because by learning what's really doing is making a statement about exactly what Neiros Chanukah are all about. Okay, so what we'll do is we're going to pick it up there next week. We're going to have further understanding of Shitas HaRambam, and then as we move forward in the sugya, to develop the halacha l'maisa. Just to do chazara on what we saw for 1 minute, we saw that the Gemara said mitzvah mishatishka chama shchala regel minashuk, that the mitzvah is to light Hanukkah candles from shkias hachama until there's nobody left in the marketplace. So the first assumption, the Gemara means that you have to keep them lit the whole time. The Gemara rejected that and said, it tells you one of two things. Either this is the window in which you can light the Hanukkah candles, ilo adlik madlik, but after that maybe you couldn't. Inami the Shira, this is the duration that when you light the Hanukkah candles, make sure that you have that amount of light in there. So which way do we paskin? Like view A, view B, both or neither? So the Ram and the Rip paskin both. Rabbeinu Thomas said you can be makel on both because it's the Nirabanan. The Re said we paskin like the first. The Re Parat said just in case we paskin like the second, that's why you come back and light Misafek without a bracha. Okay. So we said, if we pass in the first view, ilo ad l'gmadik, if you don't light the Hanukkah candles, so then one is stuck, you're locked into that time point. Do we say that's actually makif? So the Rif and the Rambam said, yeah, im aver zmano eno madlik. The Riri Parat said, no, it's still a suffix. You might pass in like second view light without a bracha. The Rashba and the Meiri said, no. That just means that you missed your mitzvah l'chatchila, but you're not going to say that you don't have to do the mitzvah at all, right? Because then that's what we were discussing, is that how much do you say that Pirsum and Nisa is intrinsic to the mitzvah itself? How much do you say that it's just one of the dimensions of the mitzvah? So that was the machlokas between the Meiri and the Rashba on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other. What about Bizman Hazeh? So the Bali Tosa said, Pirsum and Nisa changed dramatically. It's no longer outside, it's inside, which means you have all night. So does that mean it's all the same? 7 o'clock is the same as 11 o'clock? So no, the Ran and the Rashba came along and said that even according to the Bali Tosa, it's the reason Makdim and the Mitzvah. The Meiri said, but when that comes into conflict with Talmud Torah, better to keep on learning and then come home at night. I wanted to say it's no conflict, the reason being that Talmud Torah and Neiros Hanukkah are deeply related mitzvahs. Okay, we'll pick it up there next week.